This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, November 3rd, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Treasury, the White House, Congress, and the Fed are fed up with banks that have agreed to take bailout cash and then use that money to buy distressed banks or beef up their own balance sheets. And since banks aren't doing exactly what the Feds want in the realm of lending, more strings may soon be attached to bailout funds. Cato Institute Chairman Emeritus Bill Niskanen comments. Perhaps if I were in the process of designing this plan and I had laid it all out in a certain way and I thought, okay, I think this plan is really going to be great, and then tried to put it into place and found out that all the people whose incentives I thought I had designed correctly are not acting in the way that I think they ought to, I guess I would be pretty upset as well, but that's seems to be sort of the fatal conceit in action for this this Treasury plan.
Well, that's correct. They did not think through the incentives, however. They gave the banks more money, and they expected the banks to use that money to increase loans. That doesn't necessarily give them the incentive to make the loans. They have a huge unfunded debt to their executives in terms of former promises for compensation. And in many cases, the banks are not in a position to make new loans in the sense that there is no particular market for their loans. Now, that will differ a great deal among banks.
The bailout plan has now changed a third or a fourth, or is it a fifth time? It was originally to buy distressed assets. It was then used to purchase essentially preferred shares in banks. The GM and Chrysler want some of this money as well. And now they want to add strings to the bailout plan to force banks to say, when they get this money, now you have to lend this money. It just seems to be creating more and more instability.
Well, I think that they did not realize what they would be doing when this bill was passed. What they're doing now is quite different from the discussion that they made at the time that the bill was being considered and by Congress. And so Congress gave them almost complete authority to spend this $700 billion as they chose, with the only constraint is that the authorization is by increments. But the first increment is $250 billion. And they had talked originally about buying bad paper from the big American banks. Then they talked about, well, we might have to buy some from foreign banks. Then they said, well, we'll probably try to add small regional and community banks to this as well. And now the final action is to try to, the final action to date, is to buy preferred shares from these banks to give them money in exchange for an ownership in the bank by the Treasury. And they did not put strings on the money that they're giving to these big banks. And when they bought the preferred shares, expecting presumably that it would lead to increased lending, but that will not be the case uniformly. And some banks will use the money in different ways. Now I've been intrigued in reading the October 31st Wall Street Journal, however, that the banks themselves have tried to head off the political problems here by both making commitments to make loans with this money, and second, to put limits on executive compensation. Presumably right at the top, they will probably not change the compensation of people below the top half a dozen positions. But they are sensitive to the political outcry here and have taken voluntary action among themselves to try to avoid this political outcry.
Assuming Treasury and the White House and the Fed simply just do not understand the incentives that that banks and the financial sector in general is using to make their decisions, is there any benefit to dumping all this money out there?
Well, it could lead to increased lending by some banks. The awkward thing here is that the big regional and community banks have not been particularly affected by this whole operation on Wall Street. Total commercial and industrial loans continued to increase through September. We don't have later data than that. But the Treasury action invites speculation that Paulson is basically trying to help his former colleagues on Main Street, on Wall Street. And that's where the money has gone. They've bought preferred shares from these big financial institutions on Wall Street and now have tried by coercion. They were not, they brought them into the room and basically coerced them to sell preferred shares to them. And one of the 11 bankers in that room was just stomped out, but and was very strongly objected to the whole thing. Now they're talking about trying to do much the same thing with respect to the regional and community banks, who for the most part don't need additional money to make the lending that they have been able to do. And I think that you're going to have more of these regional and commercial and community banks saying no to the Treasury in this case. The Treasury has started down the road of a significant nationalization of the American financial industry, and I think that will ultimately be limited by the banks themselves who will not take these actions.
I know the moral hazard has sort of been lost in a lot of the discussion here, but what about the agency problems associated with Paulson himself?
Well, I'm not going to speculate about that. The kinds of people he has brought into the Treasury to manage these plans have come from his former colleagues on Wall Street. That's not too surprising. They're the ones who understand the problems of the Wall Street firms. And so that would be the logical place for him to look for help. Now, it's also important to remember that the next administration comes in on January the 20th. So whatever Paulson does now is not necessarily going to carry over to after January the 20th. He has to be somewhat concerned about what he does now will be supported by whoever wins the election next week.
William Niskanen is Chairman Emeritus of the Cato Institute and author of the new Cato book, Reflections of a Political Economist, available at cato.org.